This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
And now for something completely different.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a very special episode of Piece of the Action. I am your host, Matt Souza. Thank you for joining me for yet another live watch. This is a very special episode of Piece of the Action for a couple of reasons. Number one, for the first time ever, we are watching a movie that I chose. Number two, it's a movie that's kind of an action movie, but kind of also a campy drama, and more importantly, it's a sports movie, which I know may go against what the Piece of the Action bylaws say, but it's my show, and I'm going to do what I want. And third, this is a group watch for the first time ever here on Piece of the Action, so I should bring in my guests for said group watch, because nobody wants to hear me prattle on for an hour and a half. So first, from Blockbuster Rewind and Pop Goes to the Couch, making his Piece of the Action debut, Mr. Scott Shiflett. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great tonight, Souza. Ready to talk about one of the greatest. He ended the Cold War with this movie. Rocky.
Yes, he did. Yes, yes, he did. Second, from the Special Relations and Chicken Salad, which can be found over on the PTB Wrestling feed, our friend from across the pond, Mr. Ben Locke. Ben, how's it going?
Hi, Matt. I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing peachy.
Thank you so much for having me. I apologize in advance if I'm a bit sleepy, but it's like quite late over here, but it's okay because some things like this film are worth it.
Well, I appreciate you staying up very late over in the jolly old England, so I appreciate that. Thanks for coming on. And finally, he is the host of Croc and Roll, and along with Ben and myself, he is a member of the Impact Six on Highway to the Impact Zone. We are all mere jesters in his shit-take kingdom, Mr. Sean Kidd. Sean, how's it going?
Hey, good evening, Matt. I love that all the intros on every pod I'm on ends up being shit-take, and that's like my normal thing. And I'm also excited to talk about this movie tonight. You talk about any of the Cold War. It's also the inspiration for the Koloff clan in 85 Crockett. So I'm looking forward to talking about this movie tonight.
Well, Sean, I think there's a reason why we all say that you're known for shit takes. That's because you have them. Anyway, so today, what we are...
You know what? It's your pod. I'll allow that tonight.
So gracious.
Bless you, Sean. You're such a great person.
I really try.
Scott alluded to today, tonight, this evening, whenever you're listening to this, we are watching quite possibly the greatest movie of all time, arguably the finest piece of American cinema. We are watching Rocky IV, the fourth Rocky.
I love that intro.
I mean, you didn't say anything wrong, so.
No, not at all.
Sean, where's the lie? Where's the lie?
There's no lie. That's why I'm laughing, because I'm thinking about it. I'm going, yeah, you know, he's right.
Well, good. We agree on something. Oh, boy. All right. So, we are all paused at just about the three-second mark of said brilliant film. I'm running off the Blu-ray. I believe everybody else is running off of Amazon Prime and your various streaming services. So when I say go, we are all going to hit play and watch this masterpiece. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Ready.
Yep.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, play. All right. So I alluded to it. This is the greatest movie of all time. Yes?
Yes.
It's pretty up there. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, when you end a Cold War, I mean... They should just get all the awards. The Emmys should be renamed the Rockies.
We'll
figure it out from there.
So we open with a boxing gloves here. And
wow, what an opening.
Oh, glorious.
And with the Eye of the Tiger, you know, you can hear that in the background.
I like that we watched closed caption, and I just got men grunting on my closed caption.
Well, if you want any kind of men.
Look at that. How great is that? Oh, amazing opening. That's so great.
Almighty.
Exploding gloves right into Mr. T and Rocky.
We are 30 seconds into this movie, montage number one. Here we go.
And it's already the greatest opening of all time.
Oh, Adrian.
Oh, that was the worst.
She started out so great when the series started, and by this movie she just annoys the hell out of me.
I mean, they finally made the decision, the good idea in Rocky VI, to kill her off screen. So that was great.
And she's really not a looker. She's really uncomfortable to look at. So,
well, I mean, so is Stallone, so it kind of fits.
Yeah, they do go hand in hand.
Seeing highlights of his fight with Clubber Lang back on Rocky III.
The second greatest movie ever.
The realistic punching style that Rocky is known for.
Oh, Rocky IV, and we open with the end of Rocky III.
Yeah, you know, I remember watching Rocky III and thinking, man, I never got to see what happened in the end, so I'm really glad they revisited it. And I love me some Carl Weathers, too.
Oh, God, he's the best. He's so good.
He sure is.
So this came out in 85, correct?
It just celebrated 35 years on November 16th. It was released.
Oh, wow.
There you go. See that?
How's that for research from the shit taker?
I didn't say you were a bad researcher. I said you were a shit taker. There's a difference.
He didn't research it. He just remembers it because he was alive then.
That was good. I give you credit for that one, shithead. That was really good. off to a fine start tonight.
That was like a last Tuesday.
For those of you who were asking, I was negative six when this movie came out. So
more negative years, Sean.
Shit.
Sousa, I was negative four.
So. I was 12 when this came out.
85. I was four.
Well, I mean, I was probably 12 when I saw this the first time. So close.
Sean, did you see this in theaters?
No. What were those things? And maybe I don't. These big blue, these big huge freaking record playing discs that you could get movies on back in the early 80s. I forget what they're called.
Sean, but I'm 29, Sean. I don't know.
Anyway, my grandparents had it. It was like predated the VCR. They were like laser discs.
Betamax.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Something like that. And they bought this movie. The Muppet Movie and Rocky III. When I went to visit them one summer, and that's how I saw this movie.
Oh man,
you were never going home after that.
I never wanted to leave my grandparents' house.
So
Rocky and his useless kid.
He really is useless, and later on in Rocky's life, he's a really pain in the ass for him.
Oh god. So, how many copies of this movie do each of you own? Blu-ray, DVD, any?
I have the DVD. The rest is on streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd use it with just streaming.
So
I really love his hat.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've got the box set.
Oh, so I have the box set too. But in particular, I have three copies of Rocky IV.
VHS one of them?
No. I have the DVD. From, you know, whenever that came out, 2005-ish. Then, of course, when I got a Blu-ray player, well, you have to have the high-def version, the remastered version of the greatest movie of all time. So you buy that. I bought Rocky IV there. And I also bought the Heavyweight Collection, which is that the one you were talking about, Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, and so I have that. So technically, I have three copies of this movie. It's a bit of a problem.
Can someone explain to me how spoiled this little Rocky shithead kid is with his own robot and his own video recorder?
Happy birthday, Polly.
Happy birthday, Polly.
Polly, he's such a fat slob.
It's such a deadbeat. It's amazing to me, though.
Like, how many people I know in my life, like work, friends, so, you know, online, nobody has a bad word to say about this movie. Nobody.
Because it's the greatest movie of all time.
Well, that's it. But everybody calls it that. And it's like, it shouldn't be the best movie of all time. But it's like,
not only the greatest
like
movie,
that.
One of the greatest movie soundtracks of all time.
Yeah. I would argue the. I'm half kidding about Rocky IV being the greatest movie of all time. I absolutely mean it when I say Rocky IV has the greatest soundtrack of all time.
Can't beat James Brown and Survivor on the same album.
Oh, God.
And this little asshole just ruined the cake.
Yeah, this little asshole with his robot, his video recorder, and now he's ruined the cake. And look, he's trying to desecrate the robot.
He's got the frosting on the robot. Ugh.
You know, I don't feel bad when he gets bullied in the next movie.
What the hell is Rocky wearing? He's bringing his food into Adrian to bed. What is this?
He already has CTE. He thinks he's about to go box another
He looks
fight.
Like he borrowed the Cobra Kai's robe. The apparel. Yo, Adrian, I joined karate. That's my next move.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
You like this robe, Adrian?
I met this little shithead, Danny LaRusso.
What is... Is that his dressing gown? Good lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, at least Adrian's not naked.
Yeah.
There is a big close-up on her feet right now, and that was very disturbing for me.
That's a big obstacle for you, Sean. You've done well.
I struggled. Yes,
Adrian becomes increasingly annoying in this movie.
You know, they go hand in hand because they both suffer from a case of droopy face. So I think...
Jesus.
And you know what I'm talking about. That's why you're laughing.
And this is before Stallone got all of his plastic surgery. Now he just looks like...
He looks awful. We watched, I had Scott Criscolo on for a viewing of The Expendables, and oh boy, does he look rough in that movie.
Bridget Nielsen, Dolph Lundgren. So were they married at this point, or were they just dating, Sylvester and Bridget?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Dating and banging.
Well, I know they were banging. I was just wondering if they were married yet.
I think by the time Cobra came out, they were married, I think. Because Cobra's after this, I think.
And how badass is this timing with the... Like, this is so well-timed in terms of Russian-U.S. relations. It's like that's why it's so great. I think it is the greatest movie of all time. And because it's so well-timed in how the story plays out.
Yeah.
See Apollo playing with his dogs in a very luxurious pool.
And
not taking care of his son that he had out of wedlock, by the way. Just, you know, just going to throw that out there.
Which, I will say, I do enjoy those Creed movies.
Oh,
so.
They're incredible.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah, we forgot to mention, this is also the official pilot movie for the Creed movies.
The pilot movie?
It is, it's a pilot.
Look at that guy. My God, what a brick shithouse.
That was a scary looking bastard. And I'm talking about Bridget Nielsen.
I was waiting for it. But I'm
Apollo's intrigued by what he's seeing.
She does look much better in Red Sonja, where she has red long hair versus the short man hair. So
I mean,
she looked decent in Cobra.
Yeah.
Yes, she did look good in Cobra too, yes. She's very pretty. I think she's pretty, so
wants an exhibition fight with one Apollo Creed. The Siberian, that's a great nickname, the Siberian Express.
He looks awesome. Like
Sean did the as the NWA expert, was there a team ever called the Siberian Express in the
No,
NWA?
There was Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, Lightning Express, but never Siberian Express.
Seems like an
he dropped the ball. Yeah.
No, in 85, they just got called the Koloffs. That's what their name was.
They were just
none of them were Russian.
They were just the generic Russians.
That freaking alien robot thing.
Yeah, I really don't like his kid. He's a spoiled little shithead.
So there was rumors that they were doing a recut of this movie, right? Recently,
really?
did you guys see that?
No.
And there was rumors that they were going to take out the robot stuff entirely.
Why?
It's a great question.
Well, I feel the robot needs to be here because they need to show that Rocky's gone real mainstream and kind of rich and kind of obnoxious.
The robot has a phone. The robot has a phone.
That's a good point.
And I hate Drago. Nikolai, the manager for him, is just a prick.
Oh God, yeah.
Hey, look! It looks like they're playing Mike Tyson's knockout on that machine.
Big fan of Bald Bull is Brigitte Nielsen. God, he's sweaty. It's very upsetting.
He looks like Brock Lesnar when he's about to go out for a match.
He does. He looks like a Russian Brock Lesnar. That's a great analogy.
They probably have the same amount of drugs pumped into him, so it's fine.
Well, unlike Brock, it is proven in this movie that he is injected with some stuff in this one.
Here comes the pain.
Great 80s hairstyle on Lundgren as well.
Oh, God, yeah, the crew cut.
The sting cut.
I wouldn't want to be punched by this man. I don't know about you guys.
No, not at all. I like how they have the NASA scientists there. Look at his punch ratios.
His punch could launch a rocket to the moon, I swear.
I like how they jump right into it with no bullshit to the story. Like, it's just right into it, which makes it really good, too.
Yep. Get in, get out. God, Adrian just looks miserable in this movie, doesn't she?
She's always miserable. I'm glad Paulie says that.
Have you ever seen her
in
a movie where she's not? She's miserable in the Godfather movies, too. She's just awful.
Yeah. I mean, in the first Rocky, she was fine, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. All right, the robot's really annoying at this point.
It's like you say, she just gets steadily more annoying as time goes on.
Yeah.
You know?
So I try to think what I associate Carl Weathers with more, this movie or the Predator shooting his arm off and his arm bouncing up and down shooting a gun. I'm still trying to figure out which one's earlier.
Oh, for me, he's Apollo Creed.
That Predator scene's pretty amazing. Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who knows him only as being Chubbs in Happy Gilmore, but
he's also in The Mandalorian. He's in The Mandalorian too. Now he's had a great career, good long term.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything for a while before Mandalorian, right?
No, just kind of here and there kind of stuff.
Yeah. Making that residuals.
Yeah, yes. I mean,
that's the hashtag goals right there, guys.
Man, he must have been pissed when he found out what was going to happen to him in this movie. You're doing what to me?
I actually read an article when Creed came out that he was still pissed at Rocky for killing him off. Especially with the movie coming out because, you know, he could have acted in it and stuff.
Well, it's more about, first we're going to make you go out and dance like an idiot to James Brown music. Yeah. Oh, and then we're going to kill you.
They probably sold it to him like, yeah, but you get to dance with James Brown. Yeah, but you're still killing me off.
I don't know. Dancing with James Brown's a good sell. I'd probably be in on that.
He sold. I mean, just him being in Rocky V alone would make that pile of trash better.
Yes. Yeah.
They could have, just put him in a coma here and, have him wake up in the middle of Rocky V. But
do him like they did Adrian in Rocky II.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw it. He died. I didn't see that coming at all.
Watching film of their fight. I believe that was the second fight they had.
Yes.
Yeah, he still got that itch.
And what's crazy, the most I've ever cared about boxing is because of the Rocky and Creed movies.
It made me care about Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean, Tyson's just a planet on his own. But, like, outside of Tyson, I can name, like, maybe three other fighters.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Evander Holyfield. See, even no sports knows that. I know that stuff. I'm proud of myself.
That's the thing you hear a lot about, like, these movies, too, is, you know, people will watch these movies and think, oh, shit, boxing's great. But not every fight or very few fights are like they are in the Rocky movies. You know, that's like that's not how it works.
It's kind of like if you watch NASCAR for the crashes and then you watch it for four hours and you fall asleep after 30 minutes.
The Rocky version of boxing and actual boxing are two entirely different things.
If the Rocky version of boxing was how boxing really was, guys' careers would last about 6 months.
And I'd be a boxing fan. I like how they're having this heart-to-heart moment because Rocky's the sensible one in this relationship.
That means you went far off track if the man who can barely utter words in the English language is the voice of reason.
This man will murder you. You can't fight him.
This money around you don't mean a thing. It don't change a thing.
Yeah, when Stallone's a sensible one, then you've kind of reached the problem.
Yeah. You've gone down the wrong path.
This is a big year for Stallone because Rambo 2 came out, and this came out the same year. So pretty big year for him.
Yeah.
The feels right here. As your friend. Stand by my side one last time.
Oh, you talked me into it, you big
boy. Rocky should be like, nah, I'm good. And that's just the end of the movie.
you're a great talker, Apollo. I love how he calls him Stallion. He can't even call him Rocky. Yeah. He just calls him Stallion.
Apollo, you can sell ice to Eskimos. I'm in.
All right. I'm sorry for that guy, you know? Me too. I'm real sorry for him. He could kill you. Oh, look, it's Superman versus Super Hype. It's like Senton. It's like, what is it? The Jeff Hardy Double J on Impact we're watching now? Senton versus what?
Senton versus the Stroke.
So what's bigger, this one or Senton versus Stroke?
Oh, definitely this one.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Logan would disagree.
Well, Logan will have to have a stern talking to.
I agree.
People here in Tennessee don't even know who Jeff Jarrett is.
Just stone faced.
So who's more intimidating, Drago or Bridget Nielsen? Which one?
I wouldn't mess with Bridget.
I mean,
like if I saw Bridget in an intimate setting, I'd probably be scared.
We're about 20 minutes in, and I don't think Drago's blinked yet, so.
No.
I mean, Flava Flav got Brigitte Nielsen, and I don't think.
Yeah, but he got broken down, drugged out, Brigitte Nielsen. like that Dr. Drew show, Brigitte Nielsen, when they did that on VH1.
Surreal life.
I mean, that's where it was, surreal life.
Yeah. Yes. Wasn't she on with China and X-Pac?
No, that was another season. Pitiful that I know that. I know.
When you're in the same company, you know you're in trouble.
Hey, I absolutely loved The Surreal Life, and I will not hide it.
I'm not disputing I didn't like the show. I'm just saying it was a big train wreck.
If you can't laugh at Vern Troyer, God rest his soul, pissing in the corner, half naked and drunk, I mean, my goodness.
Making the mini-me noises as he's pissing himself.
So I feel like Apollo is setting himself, like, Apollo's, like, the aggressor here.
Oh, yeah.
He's the heel right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's writing a check that his ass can't cash.
Yep.
I mean, considering, you know, Drago looks like he's, like, 6'5", and Creed looks like he's about 5'10", so should be a little concerned about that anyway.
Yeah. This is a poor decision.
And like Sousa said, Drago still has not blinked, and it's been 25 minutes. So, because now I'm like watching to see if he blinks, and he's not blinking. So I'm concerned.
Ice water in his veins. Or is it vodka? Because he's
Russian. We're going to MGM Grand. Here we go, fight night.
Here we go.
Oh, the Ziegfeld Theater. Well.
I want those stand-ups.
I'd pay good money for them.
I would,
in
too.
In a Goodwill exhibition match.
Yeah, I'm sure this won't end poorly.
No.
See, the problem is Creed doesn't take it seriously at all. He's just kind of... Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a Goodwill exhibition. I mean...
But wouldn't common sense tell you that when you look at that guy, it's not going to be a Goodwill exhibition? Like, I feel like there's a lack of common sense here in these two.
Well...
Look
who boxers.
We're talking about.
They've been punched in the head quite a bit.
Well, we just saw a part how Rocky is a moron because Creed said tough as nails, and Rocky goes, "I've never had snails. I see them in the garden, but I never want to eat them." And Creed just gave him a look that was just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
This movie was getting into some deep themes. They were talking about CTE before CTE was a thing.
Yeah.
Rocky. Yeah, like we said, Rocky being the one with common sense is very disturbing to me.
It is a bit, yeah.
Now, Rocky wants him to postpone the fights, which is a poor decision day of said fight.
Yeah, as they're, you know, getting dressed. I don't think that's the best idea.
Yeah. I have to be out there in 15 minutes and you tell me this now.
I'm convinced he doesn't know Rocky's last name. That's why he just keeps calling Stallion.
No, it's just Stallion. His name is Stallion. He can't pronounce Balboa, so he's going to call him Stallion.
Again, too many hits to the head. He used to be able to, but now, you know.
Yes.
Again, Dolph is unnecessarily sweaty.
Oh, he blinked. He blinked. All right.
Well, he is like Brock Lesnar. He's unbelievably sweaty.
Yeah, if he's got the lobster face, then we all are in trouble.
I was just gonna say, at least he's not that shade of purple Brock Lesnar usually is.
Oh, look, Adrian's dressed up for the evening in her pink, and there's Apollo's wife.
And there's Brigitte in her lovely pantsuit.
With a charm offensive going on.
Oh, I love this. I hope we can be friends.
I hope we can be friends.
Oh, you evil bitch. So bitch.
She has no soul.
Ice cold.
I love this, where you're just standing there in the dark. Ugh. And this is all new to him. Like, he's just like this entrance. What the fuck is this? I just want to kill this guy.
We don't do this where I'm from.
Yeah.
I love that, with just the ring just appears.
They don't have these in their Russian bunkers. What are we doing? Look at that face. He's like, what is this shit?
Welcome to Vegas.
Which one do I punch? Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, he's legit shaking right now. Like, he doesn't know what to do. He's scared.
The plate's in the sky.
This is amazing. There's our man.
There he is. There he is.
I love it. Hey. I almost feel like you need to turn this up to hear this song while we're watching this. we get the song while he's singing.
Yeah.
The closed caption.
I'm not gonna start singing it.
Such a poet. Living in America.
What a banger.
Eye to eye. Wow. Station to station.
Well, I said it in one of our chats and I will stand by it because I know Eye of the Tiger won the tournament in the end, but this is a far better song.
This whole thing is such a shit show. It's great.
So good.
I didn't notice this, but he pointed to Apollo, and Apollo pointed back and was dancing with him. It was great. Oh, yeah. Rocky's looking like Dolph, like, what the hell's going on right now? I mean, sorry, Drago.
Apollo's getting down with his bad self.
I love the bull. The bull's great. Pittsburgh, PA, New York City. Atlanta.
Imagine if boxing was really like this.
It would be amazing.
I live in America. It's great.
This is 100% why we watch wrestling is because the stuff we're seeing right here. And this is why
this
we
whole
love
thing
so
right
much.
Here might be the single biggest reason why this is the greatest movie of all time. This one scene.
Well, Tyson Fury tried to do this entrance, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, because it was Tyson Fury.
I love how this 90-minute movie, 15 minutes of it, is this entrance.
Like, that's, you know, that's
by me.
That's the thing with this movie, too, is that it's barely a movie between this and all the montages and the flashbacks. Like, there's probably 45 minutes of new stuff.
It really is well done, right?
But it's just the way it's done, and it's incredible.
So, in 1985, guess how much money this movie made at the box office in 85?
Oh, God.
$400 million.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably...
It was $300 million. Yeah. But even still, okay. If you think about now, that's an amazing number.
Yeah.
Oh, Warner Wolf. I forgot.
Yeah.
They act like, you know, Russia and United States hasn't, like, went against each other in the Olympics or anything in this. So, I mean, I know we're supposed to suspend disbelief, but we just had the Miracle on Ice, like, 3 years earlier. So, I mean, I understand what you're doing, Stallone, but...
Look at the mustache on that announcer.
I was literally going to say...
Holy shit. My lord.
Yeah, that is some great work.
I love the planes flying in the air too. The Russian plane
mustache, the barbershop quartet mustache.
It like almost wraps around to the back of his head, for Christ's sake.
That's how he ties it in.
The Count of Monte Fisto.
Oh, God!
You think you got enough nicknames?
put that on a shirt and sell
Master
it to me.
Master of Disaster. That's awesome.
I like the Count of Monte Fisto. I like
that should
one
be someone's nickname in boxing.
Oh, it's so good. God, this movie.
I love what they've done there. Like, they've just put the ring in the middle of the casino, and it's just they don't even try to hide the fact it's like make it into like an arena or anything.
So I mean, like, that does happen sometimes here. Like, if they have like Foxwoods, if they have boxing at Foxwoods, which, Ben, I don't know if you're familiar, it's a casino in Connecticut.
Like, right.
Depending on which building they use, they will literally put the ring on the stage and then just have the crowd in the back like they have it set up here. So it's kind of interesting seeing this and then knowing that they've had, like, legit fights that are set up like that, too. It's kind of interesting.
Look at him still goofing around with this guy. What an idiot. I feel like Ludwig Borga should have been this guy. He should have been Drago. That's who Ludwig Borga should have been.
Uh-oh.
You will lose.
You will lose.
America.
You will lose.
America is crumbling.
Now Apollo knows that he may be in some serious shit.
Apollo should have boxed with the hat on. It would have made this a whole lot better.
Could have covered his face when he dies.
Yeah.
Oh. Spoiler, Sean.
I
don't think there's any spoilers in a 35-year-old
movie. It's a 35-year-old movie. I think we're good.
I'm only messing.
You did spoil. Someone spoiled Adrian dying later. Who was that?
That was me. That was me. I've been spoiling the
whole
movie.
That's a little bit closer. That's about 15 years, but. And we're in the throes of the fight.
Drago
already looking concerned.
This arm out, fist cocked. I love that.
Just ready.
Look at that. Freaking.
There's no defense or blocking, just pure offense.
Apollo's quick, I'll give him that.
So, do they ever say how old Apollo was supposed to be here?
No. They might have. I don't think so.
I don't think so, but like him and like his whole thing to Rocky is him basically saying we're at the end of our careers, we can't do anything, can't be born again. So,
God,
yeah,
just the way they make him freaking, the way his hits look is amazing in this.
Ooh. Well, Rocky's holding on to the towel like Stu Hart at Survivor Series 94 right here. So.
Freaking Rocky, he's all jacked up. It's he's done. Oh, call it, throw the towel. Jesus.
You know, the ref probably should have called this as well because that looked like a straight mugging.
Yeah, I mean that was just savage.
I'll score that 10-8 Drago.
10-8. I'll go.
Oh, look at that bitch! Let's smoke a cigarette. What a cunt! Sorry.
How high can it be, Sousa? I'll just give it all to Drago, whatever it was.
10-8 is pretty much a domination. So.
Well, yeah, 10-8.
I mean, you could go 10-7, but this isn't the round where he's died yet. That would be a 10-7 round.
Yes, but yeah, I really feel
there's so much bad decision making in this whole process right now. So bad.
You'd all stop the fight no matter what.
Don't stop the fight as his tonsils are popping out of his mouth. I'm fine.
He needed Helen Hart at ringside.
I see four of you. I see four of you right now, Rock.
But I don't know if Helen Hart would have done a great job because, I mean, she could barely throw the towel in the ring at Survivor Series.
Well, that's true.
She struggled with that. I mean, she needed two hands to throw it in, for God's sake.
Look at Drago messing with him now. He's just like, look at that. I love that. Oh, God.
Jesus. Just straight up demolishing.
Oh, the sweat flying off his head. Oh.
Ooh, a tooth. Souvenir, Daddy.
About to catch his liver, too. Fight.
Exactly. Oh.
Throw in the damn towel.
There is. Oh.
Oh.
I mean, why isn't the ref on this fight? He's literally holding him up as he's punching him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, for an exhibition, this referee.
Yeah, this ref should face like murder charges.
Well.
And honestly, so should a Drago. I mean, seriously.
Creed, I think
Creed is down and he could be badly hurt. You don't say.
Oh, I think he's more than that.
The winner. The
body shaking and everything. Yeah.
I cannot be defeated.
I cannot be defeated. Somebody get a doctor in here.
I defeat all man.
Is he dead? nice job, reporter. Get right to the chase. Is he dead?
Soon, I defeat real champion. Where's Stitcher? God. And the freaking commentators can go F off. Jesus. This man a lot. What is wrong with these people? If he dies, he dies.
And there's the line.
And that's like the most famous line in the whole movie right there. If he dies, he dies.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I must get my revenge.
Oh.
So Apollo Creed's dead, and we're at the funeral here.
There's a lot I could say about this man. I should have threw the towel.
I've decided to wear sunglasses to a funeral.
You know, hindsight being 2020 and all that.
I probably should do it in the towel.
I made a mistake.
I'm now going to turn back into Rambo and go to Russia. Gun, Russia.
Yeah, what if this just turned into a Rambo movie? And Rocky was like, guy
over to Russia? And he would just blow the whole country up.
Be a crossover.
Amazing.
Be the RCU.
Like, a lot of people should be angry at this guy. He practically murdered. Like, why aren't they mad at him?
His corner man looks like he can still kill Rocky with his bare hands. But, like, no one, everyone else was like, oh, shit happens. You saw what happened? You just beat him to death.
Ah, it's boxing. It happens. So how'd I do with that tape?
What a belt.
Oh, it's so great. Here we go.
Rocky versus Russian.
So Rocky's given up his title so he can face the Russian.
Death on from above.
On Christmas Day.
And this is why this is a great Christmas movie as well.
Mm-hmm. See that? It's exactly why I chose it for December.
I feel like any bad guy Russian movie context has to have someone named Nikolai.
Nikolai, Vladimir.
Is there a Vladimir in this? Drago, of course, is famous now because of this movie. Drago's a good one, too.
Right.
No money.
He's not making a dime. Uncle Paulie's eyes light up. What?
December 25th. It's in Russia. Paulie, are you nuts?
Well, Paulie's seen his meal ticket go away. I don't blame him.
Exactly.
It really is. This movie really is good about skipping all the bullshit and jumping right to the good shit. That's so good.
Oh, she's afraid of her husband's life.
I don't know. I wouldn't be afraid. He just killed a guy. What are you talking about?
I think he can handle himself.
Did you see that look he gave her? He's like, bitch, what are you talking about? He's
like, I think he'd have things under control in a fight. I'm no expert, but
it's all fake news.
It's law, lies, and false propaganda. Man, this sounds like common, like, today politics.
What is this, 2020? What the hell's going on?
What happened? Did we jump back in the future?
It's fake news.
Topical.
Who are you? Who am I?
Who am I? I don't know. Who am I?
Who the hell let Paulie up there, though? It's like, we're having a press conference, and Stallone's like, Rocky's like, Paulie, I need you.
You know, this guy really does cut promos like Ivan Koloff. I never put two and two together, but now I get it.
We go.
Look at that. Look at that for a set of wheels.
I want to see him do an exhibition with the robot. Why he's training for this fight.
That would have been awesome.
They left that on the cutting room floor.
Like the end of Rocky 3, they did Apollo and Rocky. At the end of this, they should have done the robot and Rocky.
Well, the robot and the kid, he's going to learn sometime.
I like the fact there's been this massive press conference. I know we're in the mid-80s, but Adrian has no idea what's happened. She's just like, I haven't got a clue.
And Rocky lives in the White House, apparently.
Sort of need a no basis.
The one day I don't read the paper.
It's a hell of a house Rocky lives in.
I was about to say, it's got this nice, gaudy house going on.
All right, here we go. We've officially reached the point of the movie where Adrian becomes completely annoying.
What's a few concussions or even death when you can own a house like this? Yeah, there she is.
Oh, God.
I just gotta do what I gotta do. Scooby dooby doo.
Scooby doo went through the Yogi Bear then.
All right, and I know he trains in Russian. I love this. I know we're going to get to it. I love when he's training in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
You mean when he climbs that mountain with just
it's
like...
It's fantastic. Adrian, a lot of people don't have a choice. I do.
I always thought Logan was the king of the impression.
No, Logan is. Right? Like, I feel Stallone's kind of a universal one. Everybody can do Stallone.
Yeah, everybody can do Stallone.
I don't think he'll be having virtual sex with Adrian tonight like Sandra Bullock. I don't think that's happening tonight.
Because
I'm a fighter.
He's going to sleep on the virtual couch.
Yeah, he's going to be on a virtual couch making virtual faces.
She's the worst.
Oh,
she literally adds nothing to it. You could, like, replace her with, like, a wet blanket and get the same results.
And she's been married to this guy for how long? Why does she think common sense talking to him about stuff is going to make a difference? He's an idiot.
You can't win.
Leave her alone.
That's helpful. Thanks.
She's trying to be actor to this movie.
Yeah.
Was she like in any other stuff besides the Rocky movies?
Yeah, Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather.
And she's only in the Godfather because she's related to the director. Mm-hmm. And she's annoying as shit in those movies, too.
I'm looking at her IMDb right now. She was in something called The Homeless Billionaire in 2016, so she is killing it.
My favorite scene in The Godfather with her is after Michael kills her husband and she runs in like a lunatic maniac. She's screaming like an idiot. Scream. She should have won an Oscar for that, like, two-minute scene.
Adrian, we've done four of these movies. You should know.
Oh, here we go. Is this Burning Heart by Survivor?
No, this is No Easy Way Out, sir.
Oh, it's No Easy Way Out. That's right.
Burning Heart. Another montage we got coming up?
It's Survivor. Yeah.
But what it is a montage.
It's him driving his Lamborghini with a montage set to Survivor music.
It's great.
I mean, you know, this scene is very relatable. I mean, who among us hasn't had a friend die in a boxing ring and then we storm home to our palatial estate, get in an argument with our annoying wife, and then drive off in our big fancy Italian sports car doing assumedly 130 or 140 miles an hour? I mean, who among us hasn't done that? Very
listening
relatable.
To Survivor very in the background.
Very relatable.
Yeah, here we go, more montage. So you're right, the actual movie's 45 minutes, everything yeah. else is just past Look, scenery.
Now we're flashing back to... you know, if it's done well...
Hey, let's make a 45-minute movie, add other stuff for the other movies, and we'll make $300 million.
Sold.
I'm there for it.
Mick... You know, this is going to make me want to go back and rewatch all the Rocky movies. I can see it coming.
I was actually thinking that, too.
It's been a while.
Because I was like, I kind of want to rewatch the Creed movies, too.
The problem is Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 are long. This is a short, no bullshit 90-minute movie.
And, like, I have to be in a certain... Like, the first Rocky's incredible. It's a fantastic movie. Yes. But it's fucking depressing as hell. Like, you have to be in a certain mood to really watch that. Where
well,
it's like,
all the movies are depressing after this one, for sure.
Right.
They're all
Where
freaking...
it's like... Even 3, I mean, 3 has obviously the stuff with Mick, but I can throw that on any time just for the stuff with Thunderlips and
yes.
Clubber Lang alone, you know? And we don't speak of Rocky 5.
There would be no Hulk Hogan without Rocky 3.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was a library bookworm.
Yeah, and she worked in the pet store too, right? Is that what it was?
Yep, she worked at the pet store.
Yo, you like my muscles?
It was one of those. She has a pair of glasses on that makes her look like a dweeb, and then take them off and then she turns sexy.
Ooh, yep. She had a bowl cut.
Oh.
The hat. What a look.
I feel like I just watched the first 3 Rocky films in like 2 minutes.
All caught up. There
say,
you go.
All say, caught there up. You go.
That's yeah, pretty genius, little... though. If you haven't watched the other Rocky mm-hmm. movies, it's pretty genius they put this in here.
Yep.
Do you think when Rocky was cutting this, he's like, this shit's gonna just be the greatest thing ever? Or did he realize it like after the fact? Because...
Well, I think once he saw the checks rolling in, he said, oh, my God.
More montages.
There's a reason why he made another Rocky movie 15 years after the last one.
Good
in between
Lord, this
five
is like,
and
this
Balboa.
This is like a half hour long.
There's no easy way out, Sean. You have to watch this montage.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Hey. I love every minute of it.
thing is, as well, you could have even missed the start of this movie and you've all caught up like this.
Someone walking into the theater because they got stuck in traffic.
You missed the first half hour of the movie, but you know you've got the next to watch.
Well, I mean, except for this part, they walk in the theater and go, "Shit, Apollo's dead."
two iconic scenes here, side by side with Rocky and Apollo. That was very well done, where they both collapse to the mat.
Yes, it was. If he dies, he dies.
All right, I think we're done with the montage now. Survivor song's over.
Well, give it another 5 minutes. There'll be another one coming soon.
Oh, I can't believe Polly's going to Russia. Why are they taking this sack of shit to Russia?
Well, you need somebody to replace Apollo. And apparently, and
there's the fucking robot.
Apparently, Polly is the one to do it.
Is this the last scene with the robot?
Also, why is Polly wearing my Christmas tree skirt as a jacket?
I'm in this dump. What kind of kid has a bike inside their room? Like,
fucking asshole.
This kid's a dickhead. Like, I don't feel bad when he gets his ass beat in the next movie. He kind of has it coming.
I'm not going to be here for Christmas. I'm going to go get my head caved in.
I'm gonna go spend some time in a log cabin in the snow.
You remember that guy that killed your Uncle Apollo? He's going to kill me, too.
There might be some 80s power ballads playing. It'll be great.
I hope you like the movie you got from the money you got from this movie, because there ain't gonna be a fifth one, kid.
Guess what? In the sequels, I lose everything,
including my wife.
Including my wife. We're so wrong. We're all going to hell.
We're so wrong, yet so right.
It's a very serious scene, guys. We should be watching this and paying attention.
This is like the Oscar submitted scene where the Academy votes on the Oscar.
Daddy thinks you're the best boy in the world. I mean, not really looking at other kids, are you, Stella? This kid looks like a douchebag.
Daddy loves you no matter what.
You thought this was good acting. Wait till you see my next movie.
I gotta go now.
I'm gonna cut pizza with scissors.
What was his next movie after this one?
It was Cobra, I think.
Oh, shit, you're right, it was.
Yo, that made no sense. It literally shows him, like, cutting the pizza with scissors, and then nothing is talked about ever again with that movie. The movie makes no sense. I had to watch it for Blockbuster Rewind, and I was like watching it, and I was like, I'm paying attention, but I have no idea what's going on.
He doesn't even say goodbye to his wife. Like, how shitty is that? The guy's on his way to his death, and his wife doesn't even say goodbye to him.
She's like, you signed that living will, right? So I can pull the plug on your vegetable
No,
ass.
Right now, yeah, she's like, right now, well, yeah, you'll die. I'll be rich.
Here's Burning Heart, Sean. Here we go.
Okay, I got
the songs mixed up. Oh, this is a great song, too.
Well, I mean, there's so many. I mean, it's hard to keep track.
I mean, this is the second montage within 5 minutes.
With Survivor. Boy, Survivor made a career out of these movies, didn't they?
I mean, but it also works so well.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
But I literally can't name any of their other songs.
You don't need to.
There's Eye of the Tiger and Burning Heart and
Just About to Burst. There's a quest for answers and a questionable thirst.
Brilliant lyricists.
I just wish they would have made like him be in the cargo hold with like chickens and shit. Just to show like
that would be suitable for Polly, right?
Yeah. At least he's keeping Duke on the payroll since he killed his breadwinner, so you know he's got that going for him.
Sign of the Times, where they make everybody in Russia look like an asshole. In Russia.
Yeah, really.
It's like, really? And there's a KGB pulling up to the place.
And of course it's snowing because it's Russia.
It's lovely weather.
Yeah, I don't know why Polly's there. Like, he's worthless.
Like, what is he going to do? I mean, unless you're going to use him as the speed bag or the heavy bag, I mean, there's no reason for him to be there.
Oh, that's great. Let's make fun of their language. He sounds like Dracula. And look, all the Russian people look like stone-faced assholes. Really, really great portrayal of Russia.
You probably really shouldn't be shit-talking the Russians in Russia.
Yeah,
you know, they'll just make you really disappear.
Probably a bad move. That's how you end up wearing a toe tag.
It's the passion that kills. This is great. I love the freaking song playing as he's driving through the freaking snow.
So, now, do you think at these concerts that Survivor has that they just play Rocky in the background the whole time? Because that's the only way I would go.
I would. That's all I would do.
They play Eye of the Tiger four times.
I'd be perfectly okay with that.
I'd be okay with that too.
They've got like the acoustic and the instrumental versions.
Oh, what the hell would acoustic Eye of the Tiger sound like? Oh, good lord.
There's not an MTV Unplugged with that anywhere.
No, I don't think the requests for that were very high.
Who are they? They're the KGB.
Who are they? They're paid extras. Move on.
I tell you what, man, the mid-80s, like Red Dawn, this, they really made the Russians like assholes. Like, I'd be offended if I were a Russian in 85 and I was a good person and saw these movies. I'd be like, what? But they probably made movies like that about us in Russia, too, that we don't know about, right?
Oh, 100%.
I would imagine.
Just shows the Americans, like, they basically just show Rocky IV with the Russian version of just the kid being a dick with the what's the robot. That's all they show.
And Apollo making fun of Drago at the press conference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this, so literally capitalism as they get fat from the McDonald's beer.
And then they show him killing Apollo. So the movie's literally like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The Russian version is 15 minutes.
Oh, Paulie. You lovable oaf.
And Paulie, patch on his jacket says, don't tread
don't
on me.
Don't tread on me.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus.
He's listening to the Chipmunks album. What are we doing?
I mean, wouldn't you on Christmas Day?
No! I can think of a few other ones that I'd listen to before that one. And this isn't Christmas Day, I don't think. The fight is on Christmas Day.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the lead up to it. And I think it's bullshit. They're in this small ass house. Rocky somehow gets the whole upstairs to himself.
Well,
let me put a picture of my asshole kid on this mirror. Spoiled punk gets a robot, doesn't even say thank you.
I feel like they all got over Apollo dying really, really fast.
Well, you see, this isn't just a training experience. It's also a bonding experience, you see. They have nothing else to do except train and talk, you see.
And play chess.
Yes.
They cut wood.
Well, that could be part of the training.
Run up mountains. The KGB following you in their car.
This all sounds great. You're selling me.
Until they get sidetracked. Yeah, but like Duke is a whole lot not mad at him because he literally just said, when Apollo died, a part of me died. But then he's like, you got this, Rock. It's like, you should be kind of blaming him.
He should be pissed off. Like, if I were Apollo's wife, like, we just totally scraped her under the rug. Like, she's gone now, right? So,
yeah.
Like, she should have lit his ass up.
Hey, remember during that fight with Drago when I said, throw in the damn towel, and then you didn't throw in the damn towel?
And you killed my husband?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, do you remember that bloodstained towel you were holding for about a minute?
Hey, I know you did that little 10-minute, like, entourage thing or that stuff in your Corvette where you flash back through your head all these moments. That doesn't mean you're not liable for him dying, asshole.
Yeah. Remember the James Brown concert you attended? Remember what happened after that?
Like, how would Billy be all over his ass?
You thought you were having a lovely time in Las Vegas.
Well, that's how a lot of Vegas trips end up with James Brown and then somebody dying. It's kind of how it goes.
I love that the KGB tails him because he's like a U.S. spy. He's a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man that can't even spell his name is a spy.
Yeah. Count to four. He's a spy.
His boxing gloves are bugged. I knew it.
There's some generic Russians there.
Let me tell you something. I'd be out in that in 1 minute, and I'd be like, fuck this shit, and I'd be back on the next plane to the U.S.
I guess he's going to kill me. Sorry.
It's a Budweiser horses.
Not a fan of the snow, Sean?
No, I love the snow, but I certainly would, my fat ass wouldn't be running in it. Look at this guy. This guy's got, like, Knight Rider technology.
He's got kid hooked up to his stair stepper.
Yeah, kids hooked up to the whole thing.
Is this, like the $6 million man or whatever.
Is this Rocky versus Drago or Sean versus Brett at WrestleMania 12? I can't decide.
That was good. I got nothing to add all that. That was
look
good
at the
time.
Vascularity.
There's a lot of vascularity going on right there for sure.
The childhood dream has come true for Drago.
What's with all the red lights?
It's Russia. It's red.
Oh, well, silly me. A thousand pardons. I didn't pick up on that detail.
Yeah.
Are we getting to the drug taking now?
I believe it's coming.
They don't drug test in Russia, apparently. Apparently, they didn't drug test before the exhibition in Las Vegas either.
No. I mean, I will give it to Rocky. He has Paulie's fat ass that he's pulling right here. So.
How has Rocky figured out I'm going to train this way in Russia? Like, I'm going to climb mountains. I'm going to do sled. Like, he had this whole thing planned out. This is the best training option for him.
You know he's serious. He's got a beard now.
Creed was just running like how I'm running drunk off my ass right there, so I'm not really feeling him right now.
He's kept the coat though.
Uh-oh. Chop that wood.
So Rocky's cutting trees and Drago's killing bitches. Oh, so the tree falling is signifying the man falling. You see how they did that?
We all have different training methods that we use.
What an artsy little thing they did right there.
That's what I think of when I think Rocky IV, artsy.
It's a morality play.
It's the Glengarry Glenn Ross of sports movies. I've always said that about Rocky IV.
Hey, I was writing this movie. Think about what if we have Rocky cut down a tree and the tree fall at the same time Drago knocks somebody down? How great is that? Could you imagine that pitch?
My God, that's brilliant.
Brilliant. Oh, and now his wife shows up.
Oh, what's she doing here?
God, I thought we took her passport when we left.
I like Stallone with the beard.
Do you recognize me? Now, why didn't she fall in the snow like Paulie did?
Yo, Adrian, you want to have some sex here in Russia?
I couldn't stay away anymore. I've left the bitch kid behind, though.
Where's the kid?
I'll give you
robots
my Soviet
watching him.
He's like, I'm going to give you my Soviet Union.
Have you seen my sickle lately?
Let me put it in your USSR.
Jeez.
They're trying to have a tenth of moments here, and we're just ruining it.
That's what we're here for.
Look, if this is a tender moment, then Ben, we have to have a discussion.
Okay.
Here we go. Hearts on fire. What are we at to? Song 8?
Is this Survivor 2?
No, this is... No.
Who is this?
I'm going to have to pull up the soundtrack.
We need that soundtrack listing.
Let's see. Hearts on Fire is by John Cafferty.
Oh, yeah. And the Beaver Brown Band or just Cafferty?
It just says John Cafferty here.
Eddie and the Cruisers. Another good music movie.
And No Easy Way Out is actually by Robert Tepper.
Wow. See, I kept thinking that was Survivor, too.
Yeah, no, Survivor is Burning Heart.
There's just too much great music in this movie.
Yep. Hearts on Fire.
Rocky has the pandemic beard before any of us did.
There's some good Stallone faces now. The many faces of Stallone. They all look like he's having virtual sex.
Stallone got the pandemic beard.
You see, awesome. Rocky's using natural training methods. He doesn't need any of that narcotics steroid bullshit, you see.
Yo, I'm training like I'm a Flintstone.
Yabba dabba doo.
No pain. Yabba dabba doo.
No pain. There's this random fire going in the background.
You know, this scene's missing something, Sly. What is it? We gotta add fire in the background.
Well, here we go. Genius.
There you go. There's the needle.
Here we go.
He's on the program.
That's not steroids. That's the COVID vaccine.
You think he got that from Zahorian or somewhere else?
Zahorian flew to Russia for Drago.
That's my B12 shot. That's
He's got the good shit, pal.
Look, I think we all know Paulie is most of the weight in that carriage.
Yeah, for real.
Adrian's about 80 pounds soaking wet.
I love how they made Drago out to be like RoboCop.
Yeah, really? It's like... I bring law and order to the boxing ring.
Yo, I'm going to outrun the KGB. Watch this.
This is when he meets up with his spy. He's meeting up with his contact now.
Watch me run up the hill.
This is Stallion. The eagle lands at midnight. Let me tell you, running in snow is not fun.
It is not.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I don't even like walking in it.
We're going to get a helicopter for me scaling this fucking mountain right here, guys. I got an idea. Just hear me out.
It's going to look
great. That's a hell of a scene, though.
You think that was really him up there, or you think that was a stunt guy?
I doubt it.
It could be a stunt guy.
Yeah, I mean, all they had to do was lower him down from the copter to up there.
So Drago!
Drago!
Avalanche happens as he's yelling because he caused it.
Oh, wouldn't that be a shit take where he just dies from falling down the hill? That'd be great.
Here we go. I always loved the way this arena looked in this movie. I don't know why.
It's like the Tokyo Dome in Russia.
Wouldn't that just be the Russian Dome?
Yeah, I know, but it's reminding me.
So does that mean I automatically give this match 7 stars?
Or yeah.
I'll wait till we end.
This fight will be... Hey, look, USA Network on commentary.
Yeah, they were brand new back then, right, Sean?
85. They were relatively new.
Yeah, early 80s, I think.
I started watching USA around 86, so because that's when I watched my first prime time. So they were already on.
Okay. Rocky. Paulie's going to be the biggest heel, carrying out, waving the American flag on his back in Russia. Is he trying to get murdered? I would just be wearing neutral colors.
Hey, look, there's Gorbachev. I really like how they made him to be like Hitler. It's so bad.
Yeah, really.
It's really, really bad. So bad. This does not culturally hold up very well.
No.
Not at all.
Paulie giving a great pep talk as he's walking to the ring.
Wrapped in the American flag.
You mean to say this film might be seen as culturally insensitive? What?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Adrian just gave Rocky more. Paulie just gave more affection to Rocky than Adrian's done through this whole movie.
In all fairness, would you really want affection from Adrian?
Well, I mean,
no.
Over Paulie?
Huh? Well, yeah, over Paulie. Look at him. All these Russians just like freaking hate him.
They should start throwing like food and stuff at him, like it's Bash of the Beast 96. Just so we know who the bad guy and good guy
is. I wanted to bring out the Russian chain. I want the Russian chain brought out.
I will say, like, seeing Paulie right there, he did have one of the best moments in Rocky Balboa when he chose Frank Sinatra as the theme music. It just always trips me out when...
Oh my god, the robot's dressed as Santa Claus. What?
I'm just shocked that... What are we doing? I'm just shocked that Rocky's kid has friends.
And who's letting,
I totally understand who's letting, why they want to edit the robot out now. Now I get it.
And who's letting the kids stay up at this time?
and who's watching them?
Gentlemen,
the robot.
We should stand for the Russian national anthem. I think we should all stand.
Hey, look, this is like the scene in Armageddon where all the oil drillers are walking down the runway when they go in their underway and they get home.
It's just like that, Sean. You're right.
It's just like that. Fuck you.
And there it is. Got to have one Sean fuck you per episode, and we hit it. Very good.
We're on a good roll.
I was going to say, we're well over an hour.
If you had fuck you on your Sean Kidd bingo cards, please mark it now.
Unfortunately, if you were playing the drinking game tonight, you wouldn't have won that. So.
These people are so very excited for their national hero.
They really are.
To take down the awful American.
You know, Rocky's really like 4'8", so it's like giant versus a vanilla midget.
Isn't Gorbachev missing the big stain on his head? Didn't he have a big huge
The first film I ever saw at the cinema was a Dolph Lundgren classic. I saw Masters of the Universe, and I'm almost ashamed to admit that.
Masters of the Universe came after this movie, right?
That's what I mean. So it was like I was like 7 when that came out. So it was like the first film I went to the cinema to see.
Guys, please show some respect. It's the Russian national anthem.
Sorry.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh god. Can I get that from my room?
That's amazing. My bedroom. That is so great.
Somebody's grabbed that as a poster.
And he's sweating like a pig again.
It's hot in there, okay? He's not doing anything.
It's below zero in Russia.
To be fair, even Rocky's sweating at this point.
Look, the lights are very hot.
Why does Nikolai get to sit next to Gorbachev?
Seriously, though, why is Paulie there? We ask again.
Paulie, why?
Yeah, let's be real. If this was real, Paulie would have been killed for saying something at the airport, and we would just never see him ever again. He would have said something culture insensitive.
We have a, we have a, we have
We have a proper ring announcer now.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a great mustache, so he's infinitely worse than the other guy.
So you brought it up, but it is a really good looking arena when they pan out. Looks great.
Holy Moses, Stallone's on the juice too. It ain't just Drago. Yeah, good lord.
Fucking Jack.
It's like a 10 pack. It's like crazy. Sharing the needles.
Think they were sharing Brigitte?
It's possible, I guess. I can't get over the fact that she was Flavor Flav in my head after Matt brought that up. That visual is very disturbing to me. I see him with his big clock around his neck, butt naked.
I was going
to
say, did he have the clock with him?
Yeah, I actually watched that VH1. They had like their own spinoff and everything, Ben, yeah, on the VH1. Yeah.
I must break you.
Dude, he says like four lines and they're all amazing.
He doesn't need to say anything. He's the greatest movie villain ever.
He might not be able to blink, but...
Well, I think he blinked once, so, I mean, maybe it's once every 90 minutes. I don't know.
His hair is definitely something. He's got some great hair.
I think his hair could cut glass.
I think so, too.
No pain. No pain. Except for right now. You're going to be in a lot of pain. So I think at one point during this fight scene, Drago broke Stallone's ribs for real. For realsies.
Yes.
And Stallone had to spend a few days in the hospital.
That is pretty cool, though, that they let him box there, at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
You're right. If real boxing were like this, it wouldn't last long.
Career would last eight months, tops. Throw in the damn top. Oh, sorry, wrong fight.
He's already got more offense than Apollo did.
Well, that looked illegal.
Little whip into the buckle.
This referee is the Mike Posey of boxing refs.
No one's that bad. Come on.
Reaching ground. Oh,
now it's a 10-8 round.
Yeah. Oh, dear. A right hand from Drago Balboa, 15 feet across the ring. To my boxing announcer voice. Who am I? Where am I? What movie am I in?
This is the second one. I just created a fourth one in my head.
Where's the gun?
Are you inferring that Rocky IV is a dream?
God, that would be, what a twist. Oh my God, he's just beating the shit out of him right now.
This is awesome.
These refs have no control.
No.
The refs don't know how to stop a fight.
No, the reffing in this is very, very TNA bad.
Like I was waiting for a Drago just to pull out a chair and just hit him in the head with it. Just like I don't know what happened.
I'm waiting for 3LK to run out. This.
Now, why do you have to ruin a nice podcast by bringing up 3LK? We were having a lovely time.
Let me speak on this.
Add to.
We were all having a nice time here.
No, I'm fine. No more 3LK. I got it out. We're good.
If you had 3LK on your Sean Kidd bingo.
Yep.
Yeah, my bingo card just says fuck Conan all over the whole thing.
Right now you wish Rocky were Conan.
So did they say how many rounds they were going? Because this is technically round two, right?
I think
I think so.
Probably. See, there's so much going on here. What is this guy's getting away with everything?
I thought he was going to pedigree him right there. Oh, and then he just like hits him to the ground. Jesus.
You're rocking though, man. The way he just flinches off those punches, it's like shit. A couple of them, he just like flinched off.
I'm better than Apollo. I got up.
You can't kill me.
Because I'm already dead.
There's a twist.
But in my next movie, I'll be brain damaged.
And then 15 years later, I'm going to fight again.
Against
the guy
Dixon.
With the greatest name of all time.
Now he's pushing. There's a lot of pushing here.
I don't think you can do that.
See, why do we got to ruin this with the three bouncing up and down and the robot?
And what? Santa robot.
Rocky is not paying attention to the bell. Oh, almost gets disqualified.
That was brutal.
Atomic drop.
That free flip to the corner where he just punched her right in the face was awesome.
Gentlemen, a question. Was this the first MMA match?
I think so, yes.
There's a little bit of everything in this. Wrestling, boxing, MMA, it's everything.
Really need JR to be like, Tyson and Austin right there.
Versus Bowling Shoe Ugly.
That man's got a family.
Good God almighty.
Oh, Sassafras.
he's not
good
human.
God almighty, they killed him.
Yeah, he's saying he's like a piece of iron. He's about as smart as a piece of iron, too, Drago. So good luck.
All right, now they're on round three. They went last two rounds the way they've been beating the shit out
of each other.
The match probably should have been called in the first round when he was just teeing off on him in the corner and Rocky couldn't even get his hands up.
Oh, we're up to round four. Get up. I just got hit in the face.
Let me hit you five times in the face and see if you can get up afterwards.
Tell me to get up, you jerk.
Round five.
Not Gorbachev seems to be enjoying it.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking hooks.
Of course, Adrian's the only person in the whole building sitting down.
He's probably one of those people.
That was like, can you please sit down? I can't see. Please sit down. She's definitely a Karen, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. She's absolutely a Karen.
I paid $100 for this ticket. Sit down.
Ma'am, there's nobody in front of you. I don't care. It's the people behind me that are annoying me.
These people are being too loud at this boxing event. Yeah. Make them stop.
I can't hear the punches.
Jesus. That's a bad idea.
Everyone's like, Rocky's got him now, while they're showing him just get his ass whooped.
Hit me again. My head doesn't feel anything.
And the evil Soviets in the audience clapping for Drago.
I feel no pain.
Keep going. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Thanks.
Oh, this fucking kids.
Fuck them kids.
Back to the kids.
Oh, what a shot.
It's like subliminal messaging too. They cut back to him for like a split second. Like, here's the kids. All right, back to the fight.
Oh my.
I like they made the parenting choice to have Robbie the robot watch their children while they're in Russia.
We're just a phone call away and a few continents, but, you know, a phone call.
We don't have cell phones, Lynn, so you'll have to call me at this number, hopefully.
The Balboas are parents of the year.
If you start writing your letter now, I mean, we may get it by Valentine's Day. Who knows?
Oh, and here's the funny. Now the Russians are cheering for Rocky. Now
of
it's like,
of course they are.
I hate to be
that guy, but he has been knocked down five times in this fight.
Yes.
Yeah. No three knockdown rule.
But it doesn't matter. The Russians are cheering for Rocky now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You see, he's winning them over with his boxing prowess. His Marxist of Queensbury rules, you see.
Look at them clapping for Rocky. What the bunch of, that's a bunch of horse shit.
They would have been all murdered out back at the end of this movie.
They'd all be lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Some shit. That's great.
You stop hitting him. You cut that out.
Yeah, USA used to have boxing on every week, right? At some point? Didn't they have like a weekly boxing thing?
Yeah, I think so. When they used to air sports back in the 80s. Yeah. Now that it's, you know, wrestling and reality shows that nobody cares about.
Accurate on both.
No, I don't want to know what Chrisley knows best.
And now there's like a bunch of other reality shows, because I was watching Raw the other night and they were showing it. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's all I do now. It's just reality shows.
Really?
I mean, I like Miz and Miss, but that's because I like to win wrestling.
For me. For me!
My people are turning on me.
And Grape Juice Stain Gorbachev just stares at him.
Knock him out now. Oh, now? Last, oh, all right.
Are they on round 12? Is this like the 12th round?
No, they said 15 rounds. Yeah, 15. So round 15.
Jesus, 15.
Yeah, I guess technically at this point in time, heavyweight fights still went 15 rounds. Heavyweight title fights, I guess.
If Rocky's a heavyweight, I'm a super heavyweight.
Well, it's like tough man contest.
It's like Disco Inferno versus Brock Lesnar is what this is.
That sounds all right. Have Brock kill him in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I would just love to see that.
Come on, fight. What do you think I've been doing?
Oh, come on. You fucking...
Look at my face.
Take that shit. He's got your head beat in for 15 rounds.
What was he doing?
I see three of them. Hit the one in the middle.
Damn. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Look at that run. Look at that.
Balboa is chopping the Russian down. Now they're just throwing wrestling punches.
And it's wonderful.
Like a Shane punch.
Damn.
Oh, Duke, if Paulie's correcting you, you know you screwed up.
Rocco? When did anybody ever call him Rocco?
just now.
I was trying something for the fourth movie.
Well, now I called him Rock. Don't stop, Rock.
Come on, King.
Now it's a little bitch say you can do it. Aaron, bitch.
Should have stayed home with your children.
With the robots.
Bring the robot here. Oh. It's not as cold as you. The
robot probably would add more value.
And the fight's over.
The ref even had some blood on him. Jesus Christ, the hell's going on?
that was a hell of a fight.
Rocky won't be able to sign his name. Nothing new, but...
Very overindulgent, but a hell of a fight.
Never mind, sign his name. Whoa. He won't be able to say his name.
Gorbachev is pissed.
It's definitely the Tokyo Dome, 7 stars.
Oh, 100%.
I'll go 5 7/8.
Don't you love all the Russians in the ring holding Rocky up?
Yeah,
with the American flag.
The American flag.
Oh, here comes the speech.
See, this is where Rocky saves, brings everybody together, you see.
came here tonight.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man.
I see a lot of you fuckers hating me.
Why do you people live here? Don't you know how fucking cold it is outside?
I didn't like you either.
You guys all smell of squash and vodka.
I seen a lot of changing. This is great that he's like the inspiration to the Soviet Union.
I see no changes. I wake up every morning and I ask myself.
I'm telling you this here now before I fly home so you don't kill me before I go home.
Guys, I think we're not being respectful to this. Rocky is single-handedly bringing USA and Russia together. Yeah, together as one.
He's Captain fucking America right now. What I'm trying to say is that if I can change... Listen, everybody...
Everybody can change!
Rocky V should have been him running for president. Oh my god. Now there's Gorbachev. What is this shit? This is amazing.
If Gorbachev stands, we all stand.
Now somebody get me to a hospital. My Adam's apple's poking out of the back of my neck.
Mr. Gorbachev tore down that wall.
How pissed off do you think Russia was when they saw this scene? I just want to say to my little shit brick at home, I love you.
You can open that Christmas present up now.
What, the robot wasn't enough? Jesus.
It's another camcorder.
It's a bike for the kid's second bedroom.
What song's playing now, Sousa?
I think it said Hearts on Fire.
Okay.
That guy's face right there in the crowd. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
He looks really happy.
And we have a still as Rocky has saved the world and united both USA and Russia as we...
What a guy.
As we roll credits on this here masterpiece of American cinema.
A great, great movie. Quick, easy watch, too.
I love the fact that James Brown's credit is the Godfather of Soul.
As it should be.
Did it really say that? I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Seiko the robot. The robot's name is Seiko?
Rocky Jr. Played by someone named Rocky. That's a little weird.
How did the robot get a credit?
Wow. Robert Dornick.
Sounds like a robot's name. I'm sure he went off to great things.
That robot is now in a landfill somewhere. Well, thank you all for joining me once again. Before we wrap things up here this evening, let's do some quick plugs, shall we? Scott, what do you got going on?
I'll be recording Blockbuster Rewind. Every week I had to Pop Goes to the Couch with Sean Kidd and Andy Atherton for the Mandalorian series. We're currently hitting that. I can be contacted on Twitter at Scott_Shiflett. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
Well, thank you. Ben, what do you got going on?
We got Special Relations. A new episode of that just dropped over the weekend. Also, we recorded another Chicken Salad focusing on Starrcade 89, and I'm on Highway to the Impact Zone with the two of you every other week. And that's it for now. Thank you for having me, Matt.
Very good. Mr. Sean Kidd, what
so
do you
I
got?
Will pimp. Obviously, I mean, everything else you guys, Ben said, and, you know, whatever you say about Impact. But at NWA Crock and Roll on Twitter, Crock and Roll on the pods. So we will have two episodes in December, and Matt will be on the first one, and I'm sure he's looking forward to watching a Jimmy Valiant match. So please stay tuned for those.
No.
Two great episodes of NWA Crock and Roll coming your way in December with guest Matt Sousa. So go ahead, Matt.
I I swear to Christ, you put a Jimmy Valiant match on that show just to make me watch it.
I really did, and it was wonderful. So thank you for accepting the assignment before you know what you were watching.
Note to self, don't do that again. All right. Well, thus concludes another episode of A Piece of the Action. My thanks to Scott Shiflett, Sean Kidd, and Ben Locke. I am Matt Souza. You can follow me on the Twitter at MSouza1991. Check me out on all those shows previously mentioned, as well as Jenny and the Gems. You can check me out there. Hopefully back sometime in the near future. Had a bit of recording issues, so it's looking like it'll probably be January before we are back with a new episode of Jenny and the Gems, but keep an eye out for that for sure. And that's it. Thank you all for joining me, and we will see you all next time.